here he is to take us through the weekend. What is new? What is being re-released? And if anything is interesting to check out this weekend, it's our good friend Lights Camera Jackson. Good morning, Jax. How are you today, sir?
I'm great, guys. You ready for a holiday weekend?
Yes.
Looking forward to it very much. The movies that are new in theaters, we'll get to in a second, don't seem all that interesting, but you have some other little tidbits about some re-releases. But let's start with Gene Wilder and his passing earlier this week. What's your take on his career and everything that he accomplished in his 83 years?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the career of Gene Wilder, one of his first big roles was as Willy Wonka, and he ended up, one of his last roles was an Emmy-winning guest spot on Will and Grace, and he was so good in both of those roles, especially Willy Wonka. I love that movie. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. It's so iconic, and he's just, it's a magical performance. I was watching a little bit of it a couple weeks ago, and I think Freeform had it on again last night. It's one of those great, great family movies.
I gotta tell you, man, you are true to form. I know that this is your thing, this is what you do, but for an 18-year-old young man to know so much about the really good films and the impactful films that go back, you know, 15, 20, 25, 30 years ago, you do a nice job, and that really is, I mean, that's an incredible film, but I would imagine there's a lot of kids maybe that haven't, and I'm not saying you're a kid, but there might be a lot of people under the age of 20 that haven't seen it. Although Ryan, you said, was watching
it
the other day and he loved it, right?
Jackson just said, he goes, it was on a couple weeks ago and I was watching it. That's exactly when Ryan was watching it, well before his passing. And I thought it was kind of ironic that it was on TV and then we found out that he had died.
And he liked it, right?
And he loved it. There was a lot of lessons in that movie that as a kid watching it, you don't really get. But while I was watching it with Ryan, I was like, wow, this is a really, really well-made movie.
Yeah.
And Gene Wilder is brilliant.
He was great.
I think a lot of people, like I saw the Johnny Depp version, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, when it came out in 2005. I think I might have seen that before Willy Wonka. And I really liked the Johnny Depp movie as well, but there's something really classy about what Gene Wilder did.
Well said. And we couldn't agree more. All right, so let's talk about what's new in theaters this weekend for Labor Day. It doesn't seem like there are a whole lot of options that are really going to, you know, get people excited and motivated.
Yeah, you have three options. One is The Light Between Oceans. This is a romance drama based on a novel. It's directed by Derek Cianfrance. He's the director behind The Place Beyond the Pines, which was the Bradley Cooper, Ryan Gosling movie that was shot in Schenectady a few years ago. So this is his follow-up to that. Michael Fassbender and Alicia Vikander star in this. And they became a couple in real life because of this movie.
Huh.
So that have a lot of interesting romance on set. Rachel Weisz is also in it. There's a second movie out. It's called Morgan. This is a sci-fi thriller. I have to quote IMDb to get this exactly right. This is a sci-fi thriller about an artificially created humanoid being, whatever that means. So it's this woman comes in, played by Kate Mara. She looks at this humanoid being, and the humanoid being named Morgan starts going crazy, and there's a scene in the trailer where Paul Giamatti, who plays a doctor, he just goes crazy when he meets Morgan. I think that's going to bomb.
Whoa. And so it's a thriller. It's not a comedy?
No, it's not a comedy at all. No,
it might be a laughing stock, though, over the weekend.
It could be a laughing stock. Right about it. It's directed by Luke Scott, who is the son of Ridley Scott. This is his directorial debut. And then I'll quickly mention the third movie that's out. It's called Little Men. It's an indie family drama with Greg Kinnear. Early reviews coming out of Sundance and other places say Greg Kinnear is very good. It's a very low-budget movie.
You also mentioned to us before the segment that they're doing something as far as bringing back some of the bigger movies this summer, which I don't know that there were that many, actually, to talk about, but just to give sort of families a last opportunity before the summer wraps up.
Yeah, Labor Day weekend is usually a couple studios like to take advantage of the weekend, maybe get a few extra $1 million. Basically, there are three movies returning to some theaters in the area this weekend. Nerve is hoping to add to its $37 million total. Ghostbusters is hoping to add to its $125 million total.
And Ben-Hur.
No, believe it or not, it's a little movie called Finding Dory that's hoping to add.
Oh, that little movie, yep.
$480 million total.
Wow.
Basically, what Disney is saying is we are rubbing in the fact that this movie did so well, and we're going to get even more money out of you for this weekend.
What's going to go down as the movie this summer that's made the most? Suicide Squad, right?
Oh, it's Dory. It is.
Oh, it is Dory.
Yeah,
okay.
Huh.
It's Dory. Dory did really well, and now Disney taking advantage and wanting to get a couple more extra $1 million. But yeah, Suicide Squad, it hasn't made as much as Batman versus Superman even. I think Suicide Squad, because of the mostly negative reviews, that held Suicide Squad back from really being a gigantic monster. It was a monster in some ways in August, but not a gigantic one.
Has Dory done a billion?
I think Dory's done a billion, if not close to it, worldwide. I think it has. Although it was not released in some territories for quite a while.
Yep.
So I think some other films were doing a little bit better. Zootopia and some other films were doing a little bit better overseas.
How's Sausage Party? That's at 3 billion, right? 3 billion served?
I think it's
3 billion served, yeah.
I think they're going to go ahead on the sequel, although there's been so much controversy the last couple
yes.
weeks because some of the employees at the animation studio Canada, the Canada-based animation studio behind it, were protesting the fact that they were apparently working for long hours and they weren't getting paid enough, and there were a lot of issues. That's why the budget was only 20 million.
Yeah.
Lot of problems.
I heard the package of hot dog buns. They were really pissed. They're like, we've been here. Nobody's feeding us. This is ridiculous. I love a good sequel to a great movie that I've never seen before.
Right, the potatoes, they were like, we sacrificed everything.
I'm so annoyed at myself this summer, though, because I haven't really seen anything. I think the last movie that I saw was Creed. When did that come out?
November.
Oh, my gosh. This was a worse summer for me. Right. I didn't do anything.
I saw Bad Moms.
And that was good.
And I never go to the movies.
Yeah, Bad Moms was okay. Maybe, Brian, you could go see Hands of Stone, which is still out this weekend, which is the boxing movie. And I saw it last weekend. And De Niro, I got to tell you, De Niro is in top form. I think he could be a wild card when it comes to supporting actor. He gives it his all in Hands of Stone.
Hey, let me ask you this. How was Usher as Sugar Ray Leonard in that film?
Good. It's a small role. He doesn't get to do a lot, but I thought he was pretty comfortable in the role. I believed him as Sugar Ray Leonard. There's some good moments.
All right. Before we let you go, anything new at home this weekend to check out?
New at home is The Jungle Book, which I thought was solid. I gave it a B. I didn't like Bill Murray's voice performance as Baloo, though, because it was just Bill Murray's voice. He wasn't
right.
The character voice. So that kind of annoyed me. But Me Before You, one of the best movies of the year. Emilia Clarke is incredible in this romance. And I also got to tell you guys, the drive-ins this weekend, 3 movies at the Hollywood and 4 on each screen at the Malta if you want to stay up late this weekend.
Nice.
Excellent report, my man.
Thank
Great
you,
job.
Jackson.
If people want more from you, Jackson, how can they do that?
You are welcome, guys. Lights-camera-jackson.com, Twitter at LCJReviews, Facebook Lights Camera Jackson, and later today, YouTube.com/LightsCameraJackson. I will have my review of The Light Between Oceans.
Have a great, happy Labor Day weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday, okay?
Bye-bye.